U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions wants longer prison sentences for people who commit federal drug crimes. Late last week, he directed U.S. attorneys to seek the most serious charges possible. Sessions says tough action is needed to address the spike in violence in some cities and the opioid epidemic. Jerome Dillard spent time in both federal and state prison and is now the Wisconsin director of EXPO, Ex-Prisoners Organizing. It works to end mass incarceration and help former offenders lead productive lives. Dillard told WUWM's Latoya Dennis that he believes the new tough-on-crime attitude is the wrong approach.
It is definitely two steps back. I think over the last 30 years we've made a step forward. You know, we saw the disparities in crack cocaine and powder cocaine and just hundreds of thousands of people sentenced under those crack cocaine laws, which were horrendous. And with some of the changes that came about under the Obama administration, it did rectify some of that. And thousands of people were released who were sentenced under the maximums allowed to life in prison, 50, 60 years in prison, to a point where the judge had no say or any discretion in those sentencing. Over the years, I'm working with individuals who have spent 35, 30 years in prison under the mandatory minimums of the drug war.
So what's your biggest concern here?
It's generally those who are poor and don't have a lot of resources who wind up in our court systems and with no representation or underrepresentation or overwork what we call public defenders, just going to further enforce the harsh penalties on individuals who are disenfranchised, I would just say, in our communities. I'm disturbed by what he's proposing, that you know, this is something that would be proposed in a time when we're really trying to transform our criminal justice system.
Do you believe, I mean, some people would say, you know, if you're being charged with a federal crime, then yeah, they should throw the book at you, right? Whatever the sentencing requirements are, you should have the max.
No, I don't believe that at all. First of all, they choose the crime, the cases that they take, and mine was a petty offense. But yet still the feds took that up. I don't believe in throwing away the book on anyone. There's cases where people die or people are seriously hurt, you know, through an act of violence that's unacceptable. That's what the court system is there for. Not to just mandatory throw someone away, but to weigh those things and to look into the history of some of these individuals. You know, one thing I know for certain, two things for sure, there are a lot of traumatized people in our prison system, period. A lot of people who suffered with childhood traumas, community traumas, in-home traumas in our prison system. And that's something that's not being addressed.
Jerome Dillard is the state director of a group called Ex-Prisoners Organizing. He spoke with WUWM's Latoya Dennis about U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' new tough tactics against people convicted of federal drug crimes.